On the 5th of November, 1831, Anne Lister began settling into a new apartment overlooking the sea at 15 Pelham Crescent in Hastings. Assisted by her noodle of a servant, Cameron, she started by unpacking some of her extensive library of books. Among them, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, Delibes's Geology, Dr. Scudamore's Observations on Pulmonary Consumption, and Edward Gibbon's The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. It was a rainy, blustery day, and Anne was pleased to discover a comforting piece of Yorkshire parkin in her packing box. Choosing to ignore the fact that, judging by its label, the cake was intended for her manservant, George Playforth, she shared it with Miss Vere Hobart, who, along with her servant, Norbury, was busy unpacking her things in the bedroom across the landing. Anne's aristocratic travelling companion was delighted by the sticky Yorkshire delicacy, describing it as next to vanilla cake in goodness. Vere's approval pleased Anne, who remarked in her diary that Miss Hobart spoke as if with some regard for consideration of Shibden. The disagreement that had taken place only a few hours earlier over who was going to pay for the carriage from St. Leonard's had been forgotten, at least for now. "She likes me well enough," wrote Anne sarcastically, "to let me pay for and give her as much as I like." It was Providence, or Dame Destiny, as Anne sometimes likes to call it, that brought Anne Lister and Vere Hobart to Hastings together in the winter of 1831. Anne's original plan to travel to Spain with another friend, Lady Caroline Duff Gordon, had failed at the last minute, leaving her unsure of her next move. She didn't like the idea of returning to Shibden, where she found living harmoniously with her younger sister Marion, the cock of the dunghill, a challenge. However, while it was a disappointment not to be going abroad with a quick, clever and agreeable Lady Gordon, who had already proven herself a woman of the world, and ideal travel companion on a tour of the Pyrenees with Anne in 1829, Anne herself recognised that the aborted travel plan was financially serendipitous. Still to receive her full inheritance of Shibden Hall, Anne had to watch how much she was spending. On top of that, the threat of cholera made the prospect of travelling to Europe with anyone less attractive. Anne noted on the 20th of September 1831 that people were in great alarm over the disease. They included Lady Stuart de Rothsay, a relative of Vere Hobart, who had by now been settled upon as Anne's travelling companion. Concerned that travel would exacerbate Vere's persistent and debilitating cough, Lady Stuart de Rothsay warned Anne that to go abroad was madness, even to Milan. Anne agreed. She was fearful of cholera too. By now, the epidemic had reached the village of Whibsey, only 3 miles from Shibden, and while nothing could compare to the health-breathing gales of the West Yorkshire Dales, she conceded that Hastings and the healthy, bracing winds of the south coast could suit her and Vere both. Anne Lister had been introduced to the Hobarts and Stuart de Rothsays in 1829 by Vere's late aunt, Sibella Maclean. Of course, Vere was never aware that Sibella had been Anne's lover. They were important society people. Vere's cousin, Charles Stuart, the husband of Lady Stuart de Rothsay, was ambassador at the British Embassy in Paris, and Vere was the daughter of the Honourable George Hobart, Earl of Buckinghamshire. They had stylish residences dotted around London in St. James's Park, Richmond and Marylebone, as well as the palatial Highcliffe Castle in Dorset. Theirs was a world far removed from draughty Shibden and Anne's own family. But Anne was a skilled social networker, always ambitious to forge links with the upper echelons of society. She charmed herself into their circle with her charismatic personality, and perhaps a slightly romanticised vision of her ancestral seat. When Lady Stuart identified Anne as a highly respectable person to accompany her great-niece to Hastings, Anne was more than satisfied with the arrangement. "Well," she wrote in her diary, "I shall have more society with Vere at Hastings, and I had better be with her there than wander about the continent through cholera alone. I do the kindness, and it suits me well." 21st of September, 1831. Doing the kindness was something Anne was already practised in, having acted as a chaperone to Vere during the Stuart stay in Paris 2 years previously. As well as a milestone in Anne's conquest of her new aristocratic friends, it proved significant in her love life. It was during this trip of 1829 to 1830 that Anne determined to win Vere's heart.